Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business, raise your business profile, enhance your personal brand, and move you to the front of the line. Today's show is brought to you by Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They can be reached at 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lynn Lofton has your back. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with America's skincare expert and founder of Tag Aesthetics, LLC, Ms. Takia Green, about the five ways to have radiant skin. Our guest today is a native of Titusville, Florida, and a graduate of the prestigious Southeastern Aesthetics Institute. Today, she is the founder of Tag Aesthetics, LLC. They help people improve their skin, enhance their beauty, and give practical, year-round skincare advice. We are so very honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network of first-class professionals, Ms. Takia Green. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you, Sparkplug. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
How are you today?
I am awesome. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather in South Carolina. A little bit of rain, but it's still beautiful. I'm enjoying the morning and excited to be here.
Well, tell everybody where you are in South Carolina.
So I'm physically right now in Simpsonville. My studio is in Simpsonville as well. It's a beautiful area, a little ways from Greenville, South Carolina, if anyone's familiar with that. We have a beautiful city, bustling city, lots of new businesses, lots of new people. It's growing. It has a very southern feel, a very welcome feel, and it's just a great place to live. It's a great place for business, and yeah, you should visit.
Takia, how far are you from Spartanburg?
Spartanburg. I am probably about a good 35 minutes from Spartanburg. Are you familiar with that area?
I'm very familiar. Very familiar.
Okay.
Grew up in Greenville, so very familiar. Yeah, so we know you're one of the busiest skincare experts around, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
That is fine.
But before we get started, please tell us briefly about where your passion comes from to help people with their skin.
So my passion, it's really who I am. I'm a unique individual, and when I was in my teenage years, I suffered from a few skincare conditions that I had learned about on my own and just kind of figure out on my own, and later as a professional, I'm able to help others. So just giving practical advice that I myself use every single day, I cannot go into my studio and tell clients something that I haven't tried, I haven't used, or I haven't done or researched. It's just not what I do. I don't do business that way. So my passion just comes from my real life experiences, my family. I have to look good as not only a professional, but as a mother of two beautiful daughters. They need to see me beautiful. So I try to teach that and pass that on to my clients.
Well, I saw your picture when you sent it over for the radio blog, and your skin is flawless. So let's get right into the topic, okay?
Okay.
So what products should everyone have in their skincare routine?
So I am a fan of having a great cleanser, a great moisturizer, and also a sunscreen. So the cleanser is you just need something that's going to gently polish and cleanse your skin, nothing too abrasive for the cleansing part. You just need something that you love to use, that feels great on your skin. There's lots of great products out there. So what you need is just something that makes your skin feel great and healthy. The moisturization is going to give you the hydration to seal in those great nutrients that you put into your skin from cleansing, and also give you a luminous look. A lot of skincare issues comes from lack of hydration and not using the right moisturizer. So after your cleansers, your moisturizers, I highly recommend a great sunscreen as well. It's a very neglected part of skincare routine. And I'm talking full skincare from head to toe, including your sunscreen. You need a sunscreen on your face, your neck, décolleté area, and even your hands. We drive all the time, so we need that sunscreen on our hands. The sun is directly going onto your skin. And so when I see problems like discoloration, I highly, number one issue is probably just not using that sunscreen.
Well, how often should you exfoliate?
That depends on the person and the person's skin. I recommend twice a week. Sometimes twice a week is a little too much for someone's skin. Someone may have delicate skin that may not can handle exfoliation twice a week. So take it down to maybe one time a week. It just depends on what your skin can handle. Some people's skin are thicker than others, so they can handle twice a week and they may need a little bit more exfoliation during the week. So I definitely recommend just feeling it out with different products. A lot of the products that exfoliate, they come in a scrub or with granules or beads. Try them out and see which ones work well with your skin. You can even exfoliate different areas. So you may not can handle exfoliation on your cheek areas. So just focus on the perimeter of your face. You don't need it everywhere, just in the areas that you need.
Well, exactly what is the definition of exfoliate or exfoliation, and why do you need to do it?
Okay, so exfoliation is going to give you that manual sloughing of the dead skin cells on your skin. So sometimes your skin just needs an extra boost in the manual exfoliation. You need to take off any impurities. Your skin sometimes needs that extra help during the week. We face a lot of impurities. A lot of us are still wearing our masks during the day. Our face is harboring bacteria that you just need that extra manual exfoliation for your skin to take off that extra dead skin cells that's laying on top. It's as simple as using those wonderful scrubs that you like to use on your skin and making sure you're taking that off.
All right. Well, do you need different products for your morning and evening skincare routines?
It depends on the person. It depends on the person's lifestyle, budget. It depends on what they like in their morning and evening routine. I like to recommend that if you like using a lot of products in the morning time, make sure it's products that actually work for your skin and it's giving you the results that you're looking for. A lot of us use our morning skincare routine as a therapeutic session to start your day. So using your favorite skincare products that's helping your skin look great for the day, it's wonderful. It's fabulous. So if you're not a person that cannot handle spending a lot of time in the morning, then, you know, just pick different products, a few products. Maybe you're a person that likes 2 to 3 products in the morning and your therapeutic session is in the evening. You like to relax in the evening and use that skincare routine in the evening. So as far as different products in the morning versus the evening, it depends on you, what you have time for, and what you like.
Moving along, what is acne and can diet really affect acne?
Acne can be caused by different things, and diet is not necessarily that something that can cause acne. Diet can affect your acne. Acne can be inflammatory or non-inflammatory. You can see bacteria that's causing red and swollen lesions on your skin. It can even cause something simple as blackheads and whiteheads. So it depends on your lifestyle and what's going on in your life. If you're eating unhealthy foods, it's a misconception that unhealthy foods like chocolates, nuts, I've heard of seafood. A client has asked me about candy and greasy foods. So that in particular does not necessarily cause acne. You don't want to eat those types of foods in large quantities, but it can affect the flare-ups that you get. So the answer is yes and no. Diet is not causing acne, but it can affect the flare-ups and the condition of it.
All right. So not too much chocolate. You can have some.
We all love our chocolate, so some chocolate, it's not going to hinder your acne and what's breaking you out for acne issues. What you want to do is figure out what's going on with your skin. Are you using, you may be using a product on your skin that's causing your acne. Acne is more so caused by hormones or genetics. So yes, definitely enjoy your chocolate and have that as, you know, one of your go-to foods that is fine, and really focus on the problem issues that's really affecting your acne.
Well, when should you see an esthetician?
So you should see an esthetician, of course, when your products at home that you're using are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're wanting to see more results in your skincare, you want more luminous skin, and your current regimen is not working for you, go ahead and see an esthetician for that. If you're having chronic skin conditions that's always flaring up, like acne, you're having allergic reactions to certain products, an esthetician can help with that as well. And I even recommend seeing an esthetician if you just want to enhance your skincare routine and you just want to enhance your look for maybe a special occasion. You may have a wedding coming up. Estheticians can do wonders with chemicals that we're able to use in our studios. So, yeah, visit your esthetician. Even if your skincare regimen is great, you just want a little bit of extra greatness. You want more luminous skin. You want to go to that high school reunion and let them know, hey, I look great. I feel great. That's when you can see your esthetician.
Well, any final thoughts about what people should do to enhance their skin so they can have radiant skin like you?
Well, thank you. And absolutely, yes. You need to feel great about what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of, again, using that morning routine and that evening routine to just take care of yourself. It's that self-care. It's that just that therapeutic session, even if it's a short time that you're able. We're all busy. We all have things to do. We work. We have kids. We have families. We are, you know, right now we're sitting in vacations. So just make sure that it's a system that you like, that makes you feel great, and that it's working for you.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
I looked at this business guide years ago, and honestly, I said, I don't know if I can fit into this business guide. It's a beautiful, beautiful outlet. You get quality education. You get expert advice. And this year, I definitely wanted to make sure that I was a part of this business guide. There was no way that I was ending 2021 without visiting Spark Plug, People You Need to Know business guides. Just an excellent outlet for information for yourself that you can share with others and also for expert professionals.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
So listeners can connect with me by visiting tagesthetics.com, tagesthetics.com. Visit our website. You can see different ways that you can have an expert session. We even have just different sessions that you can have for skincare, makeup, beauty, enhancement. And if you have a question about it, go to the contact page on tagesthetics.com. Let us know what you're needing and we'll get right to you.
America's skincare expert, Ms. Takiya Green, founder of Tag Aesthetics LLC. Thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know business guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in. And be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.